Pregnant and Missing, the Rebecca Park Case. This is a story that gripped northern Michigan and drew hundreds of volunteers into the woods, then took a grim turn. Rebecca K. Park was 22 years old and about 38 weeks pregnant when she vanished in Wexford County in early November 2025. What began as an urgent missing person search turned into a homicide investigation, followed by murder charges against Park's biological mother and her mother's husband, according to prosecutors. Rebecca Park was reported missing after she was last seen late at night on November 3, 2025, in the Cadillac Boone Township area of Wexford County. Authorities said she was seen getting into the passenger side of a dark-colored vehicle outside a relative's home, after telling a witness she had arranged for someone to pick her up without saying who that person was. At the time, Park was in the final days of her pregnancy, about 38 weeks along, and investigators described her as possibly endangered. Within days, the case escalated. Sheriff's officials said Park's cell phone was later found on a two-track road near the area where she was last seen. And as searches intensified by law enforcement and community volunteers, questions began to pile up. Who picked her up? Where did she go? And why would a woman close to giving birth disappear without a trace? A body is found, and a new search begins on November 25th, 2025. Investigators confirmed the deputies responded to a report of a dead person found in Manistee National Forest near Boone. Days later, officials said an autopsy identified the body as Rebecca Park. But investigators also said something else, something that turned an already devastating story into a new and urgent mystery. The autopsy indicated Park's baby was not with her body, and law enforcement agencies were working to determine the infant's whereabouts. At that point, the public appeal widened. It was no longer only a missing person case. It was now a death investigation. And for a time, a search for a missing baby. In the weeks that followed, prosecutors filed charges that stunned even seasoned investigators. The Associated Press reported that a Michigan woman and her husband were charged with murder and other crimes in the death of Rebecca Park, describing allegations presented in court that Park was killed and that her unborn child was taken from her, resulting in the deaths of both mother and baby. The AP identified the defendants as Courtney Bartholomew, Park's biological mother, and Brad Bartholomew, and reported both were denied bond in a video court appearance. National outlets later summarized additional court filings and allegations, including claims about planning and deception tied to people close to Park. Those details remain allegations in an active criminal case, and the motive has not been publicly settled as a fact. For many in and around Wexford County, the heartbreak wasn't only the disappearance. It was the frantic weeks in between, when families and volunteers searched with the clock ticking toward a due date. Local reporting described how officials asked the public for help early and how misinformation online could complicate investigations, something authorities in cases like this frequently warn about. The emotional toll rippled outward. People who never met Rebecca Park still joined searches, shared flyers, and attended vigils, because a pregnant woman missing in rural northern Michigan is the kind of emergency that feels personal to everyone.